Basically, this file will force you to live your life completely naked. It does allow for you to trigger yourself so that you can get dressed for the things in your life that you have to be dressed for. However, after you've said the trigger, your clothes will quickly get more and more uncomfortable until you decide that you just simply can't wear them anymore, or until you have to say the trigger again. But you're going to discover that you really truly hate clothing, and that even when you wear them, you will wear the least amount of clothing you possibly can. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things. Doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me,
it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. So deep, so obedient, so completely relaxed. I want you to set aside everything else, everything in your surroundings. Just focus on listening to my voice. Ignore anything and everything else that is going on around you. They are no longer important. Just focus on listening to what I say and doing what I say. And from now on, whenever you hear me say the word relaxed, you will find yourself relaxing again, deeper and deeper than ever before, just so completely comfortable and relaxed. Set aside all of your other thoughts. Just listen to me. Listen to me and obey and relax. Don't let anything else worry you. Set aside all of your concerns and your fears. Feel them flowing out of your body as you just listen to my voice. Listen to my voice and relax. And the more you hear me say it, the more you relax. My voice just taking you down deeper and deeper, increasing the relaxation as you listen to the file. Over and over again, you will find yourself relaxing more and more. You will find it easier to do each and every time you listen. And with every success, you will have more success. They will build on each other until you find yourself slipping very quickly and very deeply into trance. You will find yourself so deep and comfortable, so totally, utterly relaxed, that you've set aside all other thoughts, all other problems, that all you're doing is listening to my voice and doing what I say and not focusing on anything else, just listening to what I say. Just listen to my words and relax. Don't do anything else. Just hear what I'm saying. Tune out the rest of the world and just listen. Don't try to think about anything else. Just listen. Listen to what I have to say and let your mind drift away. Let it drift away and relax. Hear what I'm saying. Listen to it. Focus on it as intently as you possibly can, shutting out all other distractions. Just focus on my voice. Focus on it until it fills your head. Focus on it until it is the most important thing in the world around you, until you have given all of your attention to it. Set aside all the other worries and cares you may have. Set them aside as you focus on my voice, listening and obeying.
not worrying about anything else. Just listen and obey and relax. Just focused on what I am saying and nothing more. There is nothing more to do. There is nothing more to listen to. There is nothing more to think about. All you need to think about is listening to me and doing what I say. All you have to do is listen to me and do what I say. To focus on my voice and relax. And you will remember how you feel right now, so nice and deep and relaxed. You will feel that way, and every time you hear my voice say the word relax, you will return to that state. It will get easier and easier every time you listen. Every time you listen to any of my files, you will find yourself relaxing. So very, very deep. So very, very comfortable. So very deeply relaxed. It just feels so good to set aside the ordinary world, to set aside all of your worries and concerns and just let go. Let go of everything and just listen to me. There is nothing else to think about, nothing else to worry about, nothing else to do. Just let your mind drift away as it listens to my voice. Don't concentrate on anything else but hearing what I say and doing it. That is all you need to do right now, is listen to what I say and do it. You need to worry about nothing more. You need to do nothing more. Just listen to what I am saying and do it. There is nothing more complicated than that. Nothing more important than that. All you have to do is listen. That's all you need to do, is listen and relax. Let your mind go. Let it feel so free and easy and comfortable. Just let your mind go and don't even worry about your body. It's there and it's taking care of itself. The outside world is there and it is taking care of itself. What is important right now is just simply listening to my voice and relaxing. So very, very relaxed. So very deep and comfortable. Deep and comfortable and obedient and relaxed. You feel so good right now just listening to me. Setting aside the outside world and relaxing so very, very deeply. So deep and so comfortable and so very, very relaxed. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be from now on. It will be so easy to relax and go very, very deep, and so very, very comfortable. You enjoy listening to my voice. It relaxes you so very, very much. It makes you very comfortable. It is a very easy thing to do, is just to listen and let go and relax. And now I'm going to give you some instructions. These instructions are intended for the deepest part of your mind. You are to accept these more and more willingly, more and more completely, each and every day. As you listen to this file and let it relax you and instruct you and change you, what you are finding is that as you listen to this file, you are going to give up the idea that you have to wear clothes. What you want to do is live your life naked. You need to go without your clothing at all times if possible. You want to be naked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if possible. This is what is the most enjoyable thing for you. You are finding that clothes are getting more and more uncomfortable and restrictive. They are going to get that way. You are going to quickly find them completely, utterly awful to wear. There may be times that you will have to wear them, and these times you will be able to say, I need to get dressed. And when you say those words, you will find that the thought of wearing clothes is a little less abhorrent, and that your clothes are actually a little more comfortable. However, you will still only be able to wear shorts with a 5-inch or less inseam, or a mini skirt. These are the only types of clothes you will find yourself able to put on, And even then, as soon as you put them on, you will find them getting more and more uncomfortable. You will find the discomfort grows the longer you wear them, and that as soon as you are at a place where you can be naked again, you will immediately take them off because they will just be completely and utterly unbearable. You will find them just simply impossible to wear the rest of the time. All clothes make you itch. You've had those itches before. Itches from a rash or possibly chicken pox where absolutely nothing feels comfortable, or sometimes it's just from wearing a piece of clothing that doesn't fit right. You know what that feels like. That is what is going to happen to you whenever you wear clothing. Whenever you even try to put them on, you will simply find the idea of being clothed completely, utterly wrong. You do not want to be clothed, and you do not need to be clothed. You want to be naked all the time. You have to live your life naked. But if you have to, you will be able to put on some clothing, but it will have to be tight, small clothing. Nothing long. You want the least amount of your flesh covered as possible. The more flesh that is exposed, the happier you will be when you say your trigger phrase. When you say, "I need to get dressed," you will be able to wear something, but as time passes, it will become more and more uncomfortable until it gets to the point that you have to get undressed, especially if you are alone even for a few moments. You may say the phrase again if you have to be around people, but it will only provide temporary relief. It will never, ever be a permanent solution, and it will not work unless there is a reason for you to use it. You cannot use it just so you can wear clothes. You may only use the trigger because you have to be with other people, and even then you will wear clothes that expose the largest amount of flesh you possibly can. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You are going to live the rest of your life completely, utterly naked. It is the most comfortable way for you to be. It is the most comfortable way for you to dress, or lack of dress. Clothes are horribly, terribly uncomfortable. Shoes can be worn if you're going to be outside or someplace where you might damage your feet, but clothes will still be completely, utterly uncomfortable, and you really don't even want to wear shoes. You want to be totally bare ass naked. This is the ideal image you have of yourself. When you imagine yourself, you think of yourself as being naked. When you go around and do things, you want to be naked. It is a desire that is growing within you. It is a desire that you have that is growing stronger and stronger with every passing day. You want to live your life naked at all times. It is the most comfortable way for you to be. There is nothing more natural or beautiful or enjoyable to you than being naked, and you hate wearing clothes. They are uncomfortable. They bind you. They itch. They are just simply horrible things, and you hate wearing them. You can wear them if you have to. If you say your trigger phrase, they will even be bearable, but you won't like the thought of being in them. You will know that you are only in them because you have to be, and even then, they will itch. They will bother you, and that will get worse and worse until you can find a chance to be alone, to be naked. If you absolutely have to, you can say your trigger phrase again and get some additional relief, but the itching will always come back. And if you are alone, you have to be naked. You cannot dress when others are not around. You need the feeling of being naked. You need how free it is, how comfortable it is. You cannot stand, you cannot abide regular clothing. They are completely and utterly terrible and abhorrent to you. You hate them. You hate the way they feel. You hate the way they look. You much, much prefer being completely and utterly naked. That is how you are the most comfortable. That is how you want to be each and every day. You wish to be naked each and every day of your life. It is the most comfortable thing for you. Clothes are just so terribly restrictive so terribly itchy and uncomfortable, you can actually imagine them making you break out in a rash if you haven't said the trigger. You hate them and you do not wish to wear them. You do not want to wear them. You are not going to wear them. You hate them and you are not going to wear them anymore. You do not like clothes and you will not wear them. They are simply, totally, utterly abhorrent to you. You want to be naked. You feel the most comfortable when you are naked. You feel the most yourself when you are naked. And you want to live the rest of your life naked. This is what you want to do. This is what you need more than anything else. This is simply what you need the most in the world, is to be naked, to not be dressed. You hate clothes. You want to throw them all out, but you will keep a few small items that don't cover much of your flesh. The rest of them you will get rid of because you do not need them at all. You do not want them at all. You just simply want to be naked. It is so comfortable, so freeing, so absolutely wonderful. And being dressed is just simply the worst thing in the world to you. You hate it. You hate the thought of putting the clothes on at all. You do it when you have to, and only when you have to. And even then, you expose as much flesh as you possibly can. You want shorts with very small inseam. You don't really want underwear at all. You want whatever you can get away with that doesn't cover much of your flesh. The more it covers, the worse it is. The faster it just simply drives you crazy with the itching. It'll make you break out in a rash if you wear too much clothes. Your body deserves to be naked, and you know it. Your body needs to be naked, and you know it. That is simply the way it is, and the way it will always be from now on. You are going to be naked each and every day. You need to be naked each and every day. You cannot imagine having to be dressed every day. It is the most horrible thing you can possibly imagine. The moment you are alone, your clothes come off and you will feel so much better. Being naked is like a relief. Being naked is almost like a small orgasm. It just feels so good. And it is so much better than being dressed. You hate your clothes. They feel like they're going to suffocate you. And they always, always itch so terribly, terribly much. You hate wearing them. What you want to be is naked for life. Completely, irrevocably naked for life. This is how you are and how you are going to be. This is what you want. This is what you need. This is what you desire. And you will accept this from now on. You need to be naked. You want to be naked. And you are going to be naked for the rest of your life, as often as you possibly can. It is the best feeling that you can have. It is what you need, and you hate wearing clothes so very, very much. They simply drive you crazy with the itching, the scratching. You hate the way they feel against your skin. It is so much better to be completely and utterly naked, completely and utterly comfortable with yourself. You are so much more comfortable when you are undressed. You are so much more free. This is who you are and what you want to be. You want to be naked every day, every week, every month, every year for the rest of your life. You love being naked. You love the way it feels. You love how you look. You love everything about it. And you are going to try to be naked as often as you can from now on. This is what you need and want and desire most of all, is to just be naked. To run around without your clothes, happy and content and free. This is what you need and want and desire, and you are going to do it. You enjoy it so very, very much. And now it is time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed the file.